Battle not with monsters, lest ye become a monster. For when you gaze into the abyss gazes also into you. Those are the famous words of Wilhelm Friedrich Nietzsche, a great 19th century Austrian philosopher. A lot of people we work with are struggling with somebody else. They're in some kind of low-key conflict with somebody in their team, somebody else in their organization, somebody in their family. They're accidentally, often unconsciously, seeing the relationship as some kind of struggle for power. And often they're engaged in the relationship in a struggle, where they're somehow trying to wrestle control or power away from this other person. What Nietzsche's saying, battle not with monsters lest ye become a monster, is often this process of struggling with somebody else, trying to wrestle power away from them, means inadvertently, accidentally, you actually become more like them. You become more like the thing or the person or the other that you don't really like. You're taking on their characteristics, their kind of energy, their approach, and in a negative way. It's a double-edged sword, though, because the solution is often to positively take on more of their characteristics, so that rather than battling with the monster, you're actually experiencing things a little bit more like them, gaining some empathy or understanding for them and their position, and from there, you can work out what to do with a better sense of connection with them, a better sense of engagement with them. So this week, or over the next few weeks, don't worry so much about exactly what to do with this person with whom you're struggling. Don't worry so much about the outcome that you're after, the solution. Maybe just spend some time noticing more about where they're coming from. Now, this is not necessarily easy, but it is quite simple in terms of the principles. Just focus on your listening for a bit. Really hear what they're saying without the sense that you're really just waiting to jump in with your own arguments. Maybe explore more. Ask for more information rather than trying to cut them off, shut them down. You could notice some of the key words and phrases they use. Try repeating those back so that you really get it in their language. Sometimes when you paraphrase what somebody else is saying, you think you've understood, but you kind of haven't because it's not really understandable except in the particular words they use. So for the next week or so, just notice what they're saying and how they're saying it. Pay particular attention to the kind of energy they use and they have. You know, are they fast or are they slow? Do they have a low voice or are they high? Are they detailed or are they really just talking in big generalizations? Manage yourself and your impulse to battle with all of this and allow yourself to experience it a little more, just for a time. Maybe your sense of engagement with them will help you to overcome the conflict in a few weeks' time. Give that a go. See what happens.